Songs of Deliverance. Captive. Have you ever felt captive? Like you were imprisoned or in some type of bondage. You longed for freedom and liberty. Perhaps you're listening today, and that is how you feel. Like you're imprisoned and need freedom. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about the deliverer and deliverance. There is one who came to deliver and set captives free. Isaiah, a prophet in the Old Testament, spoke about a deliverer in Isaiah 61, verse 1, and the first part of verse 2. It states, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This deliverer came into the world around 700 years after the prophet Isaiah wrote about him. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and when he began his ministry, he came into Nazareth where he was brought up, and Luke records in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 17 through 21, that as was Jesus' custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus Christ came, and the scripture in Isaiah was fulfilled with his coming. Jesus Christ in his ministry proclaimed the good news to the poor. He was sent to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind and set at liberty those who were oppressed. He came and brought freedom. He died and shed his blood to triumph over sin and Satan. He arose from the dead and ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit to us as a helper. Jesus is at the right hand of the Heavenly Father and makes intercession for us today. Jesus is the deliverer today. He is still setting captives free, proclaiming good news, giving sight to the blind, and giving liberty to the oppressed. Ephesians 1, verse 7, in the New Living Translation, states, "He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins." Jesus Christ is the deliverer. He suffered, died, and shed his blood for our freedom. Psalm 22 speaks as to the suffering of Christ on the cross, how his blood was shed to bring about triumph over sin and Satan. This psalm was written 8 centuries before Christ by David, a psalmist in the Old Testament. And although crucifixion was not a means of execution yet, the Holy Spirit inspired David to write this psalm with a description of Jesus' death on the cross. In this psalm, we see how to face personal suffering by bringing our heartache about how we feel to God, but then also declaring our faith and trust in God. Listen to Psalm 22, verses 1 through 24, and hear the cry of anguish and the song of praise. The New American Standard Bible. My God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my deliverance are the words of my groaning. O my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I have no rest. Yet you are holy. O you who are enthroned upon the praises of Israel, in you our fathers trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were delivered. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All who see me sneer at me. They separate with the lip. They wag the head, saying, "Commit yourself to the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, because he delights in him." Yet you are he who brought me forth from the womb. You made me trust when upon my mother's breast. Upon you I was cast from birth. You have been my God from my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They open wide their mouth at me, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaws, and you lay me in the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me, a band of evil doers has encompassed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look, they stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, be not far off. O you, my help, hasten to my assistance. Deliver my soul from the sword, my only life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of the wild oxen. You answer me. I will tell of your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him, and stand in awe of him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him for help, he heard. Today you are struggling. You are crying out for help. You feel like you are poor. You feel like you are forsaken and held captive. There is something in your life that has a stronghold on you. You are longing for deliverance. You are oppressed and need liberty. And you need to find the one who hears your prayer and will deliver you. Jesus Christ is the deliverer. Turn to him. He brings deliverance from strongholds, setting you free. In the New Testament, Mark 5, you see a man that was set free by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mark 5, verses 1 through 20, the New Living Translation states, "So they arrived at the other side of the lake in the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus climbed out of the boat, a man possessed with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the burial caves and could no longer be restrained, even with a chain. Whenever he was brought into chains and shackles, as he often was, he snapped the chains from his wrist and smashed the shackles. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Day and night he wandered among the burial caves and in the hills, howling and cutting himself with sharp stones. When Jesus was still some distance away, the man saw him, ran to meet him, and bowed low before him. With a shriek he screamed, 'Why are you interfering with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In the name of God, I beg you, don't torture me.' For Jesus had already said to the spirit, 'Come out of the man, you evil spirit.' Then Jesus demanded, 'What is your name?' And he replied, 'My name is Legion, because there are many of us inside this man.' Then the evil spirits begged him again and again not to send them to some distant place. There happened to be a large herd of pigs feeding on the hillside nearby. 'Send us into these pigs,' the spirits begged. 'Let us enter them.' So Jesus gave them permission. The evil spirits came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the entire herd of about 2,000 pigs plunged down the steep hillside into the lake and drowned in the water. The herdsmen fled to the nearby town and the surrounding countryside, spreading the news as they ran. People rushed out to see what had happened. A crowd soon gathered around Jesus, and they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons. He was sitting there fully clothed and perfectly sane, and they were all afraid. Then those who had seen what happened told the others about the demon-possessed man and the pigs, and the crowd began pleading with Jesus to go away and leave them alone. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. But Jesus said, 'No. Go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been.' So the man started off to visit the 10 towns of that region and began to proclaim the great things Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed at what he told them." You are listening and heard how Jesus delivers. You need freedom and deliverance. Cry out in prayer to Jesus, and he will hear and bring freedom. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask you to deliver those who cry out to you today. Songs of deliverance to set the captives free. Songs of deliverance, he came and rescued me. songs of deliverance to set the captives free. Songs of deliverance proclaiming liberty. He rescued me from the pit of despair. My heart was broken and I cried in defeat. I needed help, O Lord, and He was there to save. Jesus, my Lord and King, He rescued me. Jesus, the Anointed One, to set the captives free. Jesus, the Anointed One, who mends the heart of me. Jesus, the Anointed One, makes the blind to see. Songs of deliverance proclaiming liberty. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you experience freedom from captivity by the Deliverer, Jesus Christ, today. Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail, at healingmomentsabigailchristian.com. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so it can be shared far and wide.